An effort by the FBI to redistribute its talent may be backfiring. Many in the FBI's ranks are upset about an edict that essentially requires all supervisors to transfer to headquarters in Washington after 5 years on the job. It's either that or return to the streets and take a pay cut. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
Mike Carbonell leads the Violent Crime and Fugitive Task Force in Philadelphia.
I've been here my whole career, and I was assigned to the Violent Crime Squad when I arrived here in 1980.
That means for the past 28 years, he's not only been making contacts with the Philadelphia community, but those contacts have become much more valuable.
When you've worked with a guy, when he's a detective, now he's a captain or he's a police commissioner, and the relationship you develop, or at least in my experience, are real ones.
But Carbonell and hundreds of agents like him who have been longtime supervisors are having to make a stark choice. Either go to D.C. headquarters or step down from their supervisory positions. Carbonell, who's 3 years away from mandatory retirement, decided just to leave the FBI.
It makes absolutely no sense for me to either step down or to go to headquarters. My only option is to retire.
The rule that has led to Carbonell's decision to resign is called five and out. It's an old FBI policy which FBI Director Robert Mueller resurrected in 2004. It basically says that supervisors in the field can be there 5 years, and then they're obliged to take an assignment at headquarters to keep moving through the management ranks. FBI Assistant Director John Miller says it is necessary to develop leadership in the Bureau.
Well, it's not the five-year up or out policy. In fact, that's a misnomer. It's the five-year up or down policy, really. And it says if you're going to be in the supervisory ranks, you should be willing to move up through those ranks or to get out of them, but to occupy a spot in it indefinitely is not necessarily what we're looking for out of tomorrow's leaders.
From the beginning of this year until the end of September, 576 agents found themselves in the five and out pool. Less than half of them, just 286, opted to go to headquarters. 150 decided to take a pay cut and a lesser job just to stay put. 135 retired, and 5 outright resigned. Critics, such as the FBI Agents Association, say the program hobbles field offices and takes relationships forged there for granted. The FBI's Miller says the transfers are all part of the job.
Law enforcement as a discipline is used to building relationships quickly, is used to fluidity, and is used to these challenges of changing personnel and changing dynamics of the threat. And this does not necessarily not fit that.
While Miller portrays the change as breathing new life into the Bureau, former FBI agent and now Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan says that when he looks at the numbers, he sees a program that isn't working.
It doesn't make sense. I don't think it's good for the morale of the agents, the supervisors. I don't think it's good for keeping the expertise and the quality of supervisors who understand the community in the right place. And I don't, at the end of the day, think it serves headquarters well because you got a whole bunch of agents who come back who aren't very happy to be there.
Rogers says this isn't about the needs of the Bureau. It's about an inability to make a job at headquarters attractive enough to the ranks.
Don't get me wrong. I'm one that the needs of the Bureau kind of guy. If the Bureau needs you somewhere as a part of your assignment, you took that oath, you're expected to go. I lived by it, and I would expect every agent to live by it. But this is a whole different set of circumstances.
Rogers is thinking about introducing a bill that would withhold funding for the program to pressure Mueller to change his mind. He's also looking for money to provide a housing allowance for those who do decide to come back to headquarters. A group of FBI supervisors are hitting back in another way. They are pursuing an age discrimination suit against the Bureau. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.